call received from Home Care Agency.
Let me speak. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for an agency for my daughter. She has 24 hours. She has dementia, catatonic, delirium, agitation. And I have like the 7 to 3. I have the 3 to 11 and 11 to 7. But I need somebody like for Monday, what is it, Wednesday through Sunday, the 3 to 11 and the weekends.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to help. Let me see.
Well, I'm with it. Look, I'm with an agency that say, I forgot the word they use. It's like, for instance, 3 to 11. She came out one day. She didn't do the job, but he said, I would have to find somebody. I was saying, do your company have people too? Like,
yeah.
I got. Okay, all right.
Of course they do.
And how much do they get paid an hour?
So honestly, it really depends how many hours she gets approved, but we're pretty flexible.
Because they're getting $16.50 now.
How much?
$16.50.
$16.50?
Yeah.
How many hours?
Eight.
Okay, yeah, I can match their rate.
Okay. Now I'm here in rehab for my diabetic. I should be out by Monday, but we need somebody like soon as possible. Like,
sure.
Can somebody come to me while I'm at my rehab for my dialysis? Because I don't get out this week, but I want to get the ball rolling.
Right. Okay, sure. So let me, it's for your daughter, you said?
Right. Yes, Karima.
What's
right.
her name?
Karima,
K-A-R-I-M-A.
K-A-R-I-M-A.
R-I-M-A. And her last name?
Rice, R-I-C-E. And sometimes she still uses her husband's last name, which is Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Which one is on her Medicaid?
I think it's the R-I-C-E. Now, okay. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Do y'all accept Keystone?
Of course we do.
Keystone first. I think, is it
yeah.
Keystone first choice? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
of
God.
Course.
So right now, for real, I want you. I just want you to come out. And another thing is, we got cameras all around because she has seizures. But she takes 3 different seizure medicine. Normally, the kids, she got a 25-year-old and an 18 that lives there.
Okay, that's so, not a problem. No worries.
Okay.
Don't worry
okay.
about it. What is her date of birth?
6/4/78.
And what's her home address?
2221 West Huntington. That's the HUNTINGDON Street. And the zip code is 19132.
Okay.
Philly, PA.
And what's your name?
Kim, I'm the mom. Kim Mullins. I'm the one that can power attorney, but I don't have the papers, but all the doctors got me down.
And how many hours did you get approved in total?
24, well, I don't know. It's 24 hours around the clock.
And how many hours do you need help with?
All of it.
All of it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up. Right now is, what did I say? Wednesday to Sunday, 3 to 11. And then the weekend, it would be 11 to 7.
Okay, no worries. Sure. And is there another phone number to reach you?
No. My granddaughter. But normally you can reach me, but I'm going to give it to you right now. Let's hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's 267.
742-9689. Okay, and whose number is that one?
That's her daughter, 19-year-old Mariah, M A Walker, I-A-H, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay, so let me just quickly look up her Medicaid.
Okay.
You said her first name is K-A-R-I-M-A?
Correct. Rice, Rice, R-I-C-E.
And her date of birth is?
6-4-78.
Okay. 3 minutes. Okay, perfect. So give me 1 second and let me check if my intake team is available to speak to you.
Okay.
Actually, her name is Dina. Okay.
I know. I don't have no pen, no nothing.
No worries. It's fine. I'm going to transfer you to her and she's going to help you. She's going to give you a little welcoming call, okay?
Right. Now, when do you get with the service coordinator? Her name is Nicole.
So, do you wanna reach out to her, maybe do a conference
call?
We can.
Well, after I talk to you, I will call her up because I'm downstairs. I'm getting ready to come out of the rehab where I'd be, more settled in.
Right. Okay. So,
because
I want
this thing done like soon as possible.
Right. Okay. No problem. So also, I'll text you my number. If you want to call me back and we can do a conference call with the
Well,
Nicole.
She normally ain't there. She always, that machine comes on, but she do get back with me.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to text you my number so you can always give me a call. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing, and one thing is important with the new one. Not the new one, the one that's there. They will want you to meet the 1750 because my daughter is work. That's why we got cameras.
Right. Okay. So let me have you speak to the intake girl.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second.
Like, you got it for real. You keep saying this. You're matching. Could I get 1650? Because my daughter is on work.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Am I speaking with Karima?
You're speaking to her mom, Kim Mullins. My daughter can't speak.
Okay. Understood. All right. So I know you just got transferred regarding the home care services. So I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys to get onboarded.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I just wanted to quickly tell you what the process is. Basically, there are 2 steps that need to happen, all right? Step number 1 is for the caregiver. That be you? Are you the caregiver?
The one that
gets paid.
No, I don't get paid. The client.
Oh, okay.
Do.
So.
I'm like the advocate.
Oh, I understand.
I want to get paid.
Oh, okay.
When I get paid, I don't know.
This call will be recorded.
When my ear touched the phone, it always say that, so it's not actually important.
Oh, okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Yeah, so, no, the clients get paid. Like the client that's helping my daughter.
Yes. Okay. So I usually refer to them as caregivers. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. Okay, anyway, so I would send them their requirements so that they can become an employee with us and we can pay them.
They all just went through, the check-in. They just, like, agency.
Oh, the TV, uh-huh.
Right, all that. They just did
that. Good, okay.
So they just started Monday.
Got it. Okay, so with our agency, that'll be very quick then if everything's already taken care of, then it's just a matter of sending him over to us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, every agency has pretty similar requirements, but obviously application needs to be filled out separately. So I'll send everything over. And then the second thing is for the insurance to send an authorization. Okay.
Yeah. I got to, I would go through the service coordinator with that.
Uh-huh, that's right. Yeah, so we would both need to speak with the service coordinator. So I'm going to send her an email with all of my information. Like the agency's information, and then you would just need to confirm that you were actually interested in switching. So
yeah, I'm getting ready to go upstairs. I'm getting ready to go upstairs, so I'll be able to give you Nicole. She's the service coordinator.
Nicole, is that the one you've been in touch with? Nicole Smaller?
Yeah, you heard of her?
Yeah, I just pulled her up. Okay. Yeah, I have her number and email right here. So I'll send an email out today.
Now, what's anything like that I need to tell like the workers?
So you know, it depends. Go ahead.
I'm going to say you go ahead.
Okay. It depends on what questions they have. Are you referring to, you know, the general policies of the company or the hiring requirements?
Well, what's the hiring requirement?
Okay, so
I already got the 7 to 3, 5 days a week. I got the 3 to 11, mm-hmm. 5 days a week, and I got the 11 to 7, 5 days a week. And been with my daughter over, mm-hmm. I think like coming up on 5 months.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they take her out and all that.
Uh-huh.
Only problem my daughter is having now is that agitation, like when the sun go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she still thinks she's married and all that. She ain't married. you know, she's not in the future yet.
Yeah. Okay. So the schedule will stay the same as it was. You guys can choose the schedule, whatever works for you, based off the amount of hours that she's approved for. They get paid every week on Friday. Every week they get paid.
That's what they were getting.
Yep. Okay. Fridays, that's right. And the week starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday. I think that's with most agencies. And then we do offer some benefits for full-time employees, so that would include holiday pay, health insurance. I believe that's it. And regarding the requirements, the caregivers need to fill out a form for their taxes, an application form, and then they need to send us IDs. And a TB test that was done. It could be any TB test done within the year. So I'm assuming they have that done already. And then proof of residency, so anything that proves that they were in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more.
Yeah, they obviously, we never heard of that one. That was the one, I think, this recent one, I think they can come up with it. Like even schools, right? If she went to, okay. I got you. Everything sounds good.
Okay,
good. But the pay is real. Is the pay going to match it? Because the young lady I was just talking about, they get $16.50. What's y'all?
$16.50. So do you know how many hours each caregiver is working? Because
eight hours
daily.
Yeah, and then you also, my granddaughter is my home care worker. That's something separate. But I would want to come on. Have her come on, too.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, this is her service coordinator hasn't started yet because, you know, I've been here. I get out the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of the state, right? I've been in the rehab. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just asking. So, yeah, I would have to call or she can get that started.
Yeah, so the service coordinator, she'd be the one making the final go-ahead with this transfer.
I haven't even started with the new one for me yet.
Oh, I see.
Right, but I got, you know, she came to see me and everything.
Yeah, and whenever she's ready, once she fills out her stuff, we can pay her. That's pretty much how it works.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, $16.50, do you know if they were getting?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know if they were getting overtime?
Yeah.
They were. Okay. $16.50 plus overtime. Let me see.
It wasn't that long, though.
Right.
Like, say somebody called out.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter had seizure, they would fill it in.
Okay.
And it would normally be my grandson, but he's going back to work. But he's on the, what you call it, payroll with the last one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think he still should, you know, you never know.
Somebody
might call out, and he's in the house already.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. So he's basically a backup caregiver.
He really don't want to be because he started back with his carpentry work, and you know that's way more.
Yeah.
But if it need be, he would do it.
Okay. All right. So if he wants to fill out the requirements with us, he can do that as well.
Okay.
So
you send everything to me? How'd it go?
So I'm going to send everything to the caregivers. Did you
okay,
give
right, when I get upstairs,
speak?
Right.
Yeah,
I,
you
when
gave,
I get upstairs,
you gave the numbers?
I got the names.
Okay, perfect.
I got the names and the numbers upstairs.
All right.
I'm sorry.
So that's all right. I'm going to send you my name and number. I'm going to text you just my information so that you can text me with their names and numbers.
Okay.
And we can reach out to them and send them the requirements. If you'd like,
okay.
I can send them to you as well. If you want to help them out, up to you.
You know, they normally good, but you can send it to me too so I can see because, like I said, mm-hmm. I don't know why we've been having, that's why we had to get the camera. Y'all might say the duties they need to do, and they want to sit there and be on the phone.
Right, yeah.
And I said, that's, no, come on. Mm-hmm. That's because my daughter's so active-like. Mm-hmm. You know, only thing her mind is not quite there because Temple had her in the hospital strapped down for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yay.
And cirrhosis of the liver, you know. She was drinking
uh-huh.
that vodka. So she really screws herself up mentally.
Right.
But she don't call me. She be looking at me like, you ain't my mom. You ain't my mom. Where's your teeth at? Or something that she be saying, but I know not to take it personal. Like
right.
sometimes she think her son is her husband. That's what I'm
oh.
talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mhm.
But
yeah.
No, and when we go to like doctor's appointment, normally it ain't just the you know the client. It'd be like my granddaughter or somebody going with her.
Mhm. Oh, I see.
So
right.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be with her at all.
You know,
time.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No. Like
okay.
this with the 723 and the 311. Mm-hmm. No, they normally wouldn't need me to go or nobody. You know, mm-hmm. take her to the laundromat. You know.
Yeah.
But then sometimes she you know, you got to get her out. You got to get her out, like, back home because she gets to cutting up. Like, she'll be stuck
oh.
on something, and she get real agitated.
Right. Oh, I
so,
see.
So, yeah, you can send me everything.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going to get it about them not coming there. Whoever you get for that shift, they know they
yeah.
can't just be sitting there.
Oh, yeah. No. So you need one shift covered?
Two. What I say, Wednesday to Sunday, 3 to 11, and 11 to 7 on weekends.
And 11 a.m. or 11 p.m.?
11 p.m. to 7 in the morning.
Overnight shifts. On
yeah.
weekends. Okay. Saturday,
right.
Sunday?
Right.
Okay. Sunday, and then Wednesday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to 1 p.m.?
Right.
Okay.
From
right.
yeah, from what I say, 3 to 11.
3 to 11.
Wednesday,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
3 to 11.
Yeah. From Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Got it. Okay. And do you care if it's a male or a female?
Oh, it definitely got to be a female because you know he got a baby.
Mhm. Yep.
He got to take a shower. Unless wait a minute, that shift on what is it? That shift 3? What I say? 11 a.m. to 7. That probably would be different because they don't want to give her no shower.
So 11 a.m. to 7, I have 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Right. But I'm not sure how that would work because she'd be swearing like they try to take her to see the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we first took her, she was really out of it, but she was better than yesterday. She thought the therapist was her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she was all over the place, so he said give it a couple of months. You couldn't really get her to sit down and have a conversation. But
uh-huh.
she swore that was her husband.
Oh, I see.
Like, we took her to a furniture store. She swore that guy was her husband. I said, because she's horny.
Right.
It's been over a year. It's been over a uh-huh. year. So,
oh, wow.
you know.
Yeah.
But that male, I don't see why I would have to ask my grandson, because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would let you know as soon as I get upstairs.
Okay, no problem.
I would, that shouldn't be a problem, really, a male 11 to 7.
Yeah, okay.
Huh? Okay. So what is your name?
My
Diane?
Name is Dina. Yeah, it's Dina.
Oh,
I texted
Dina.
That so you can know the spelling of
yeah.
it. One more thing I wanted to ask, is there any smoking or pets in the home?
Yeah, no, there's no smoking,
okay.
but the cat, they friendly, I'm telling you.
Friendly
okay. pets.
What kind of pets?
Cat and dog.
Cat and a dog. Very nice.
They got
right.
a poodle. They got a poodle. Then they got this big cat.
Oh, those are friendly.
They look like, yeah, they're
yeah.
friendly,
mm-hmm.
believe me. Because most of the time the cat is in the bedroom with my granddaughter on some damn bed, which that's their stuff. And then the dogs, they friendly.
Right. Okay, great. All right, so I have everything written down here. We're going to keep you posted on the caregivers, and in the meantime, whoever you have can start filling out the requirements.
Okay. And how long a process is this? Because I know I'm going to call the service coordinator. Because this just had, they just started working with his agency as of Monday.
Right. Okay. So I would give it.
Now, yeah, but how about how you get all that information? Will you be able to get the TV shots and all that?
Yeah, so
we have
an HR department that's going to reach out to the caregivers and help them out, you know, go through the steps in detail with them. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get it through them.
And it depends on, because I know my daughter, my granddaughter, talking about, she feel like starting all over again. It's going to take so long.
Yeah.
What you would say, about a week or two? I think no, because the agency that we with, they trying to find somebody.
Oh.
For the 3 to 11, and she's not even sure because she's feeling by Friday.
Oh, I see.
And but I know y'all need to get with the service coordinator with the insurance.
Right. So I'll tell you what, regarding finding a caregiver, I'm not worried about that because we have plenty of aides in the Philadelphia area. So that should take pretty quick. Sure, go ahead.
I know. Yeah, he's coming behind me like that. Don't do that. What you should have said you want the machine. I didn't hear you. Man, go ahead with your disrespect shit. Yeah, let me get off the phone before something happens, okay?
Okay. All right, so I'll be in touch with you.
Man,
I would give it a week.
Either.